Look, it's been a real pleasure to come down here tonight. I know this is the second time I've been down here and actually addressed this crowd in this venue as well. Unfortunately, the last time was actually the last ALP conference, but we thought mates really rose into this. Unfortunately, it didn't change. In fact, it got worse. Now, I'm coming down tonight not representing my union, not representing the Trades and Labour Council, not representing ALP, just representing Territorians, because I live there, my family lives there, my children live there, we're going to be there for a lot more years to come. Now, we reject the nuclear waste dump in the Northern Territory. There's no scientific basis, there's no real basis for it going down there. As Jeff said, there's plenty of room down here at Lucas Heights to continue to be held there. Now, the positioning of the dump was actually put on a cross because there was a legislative and a constitutional weakness in the Northern Territory. We couldn't say no. And the legislation to come in was specifically designed to target Muckings Station. Now, the Territory getting a waste dump has been rejected, not only by the trade unions, and I must say in the last ACT Congress, I was actually the one who put forward the motion to reject to have a nuclear waste dump in the Northern Territory. That got passed unanimously. That same motion was actually put forward at Union NC, that also passed unanimously. In the same way, the councils that will be affected by this also rejected the legislation. DT government, another ALP government, has also rejected that legislation. But unfortunately, it still continues on because the minister, the federal government, and the minister specifically, has targeted Muckie and will continue to target Muckie because of that legislative weakness. Now, one thing that's really good to see so many people down here today, who's actually from Sydney? Hands up. So that's fantastic. Because one of the really good things we want to see is you getting this message out to other people. Because look around, the pictures on the wall show it is in the middle of nowhere. This is someone's home. We've got to remember that this is someone's home. And you've got to remember too, there's probably more people live here in one suburb than the entire Northern Territory. So people in Canberra think this is the whole thing about, it's out there, there's no one out there, it's fine. But as I said, this is someone's home. You've got to remember too, the fight is not over. This is still an absolutely live issue for every Territorian. Because the thing is this keeps ramming home to us how we as a society are treating our own people like second class citizens. It's an issue not just for the people of Muckie, all the people of Tennant Creek, all the people of the Northern Territory, but this is an issue for every single Australian. Because if someone's rights are taken away today, whose rights will be tomorrow? Thanks very much, everyone.